Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Tom Gimbel back on the John Williams Show, filling in from 10 to 2 today. And now we have Connell McShane, the anchor of News Nation Live with Connell McShane. Find on your local channels, Comcast 223, DirecTV 307, and Dish Network 207. Fordham's finest. How are you, Connell?
I'm all right, Tom. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Tell us what's going on in the news world that we need to talk about.
Not much, right? Not much. Another quiet day. It's, you know, it's interesting. As we put together these shows on a daily basis, you could order stories and or put stories in order of quote unquote importance, public interest, outrage, whatever you want to do. There's been few stories in recent, definitely months or years, that have had as much public interest as this disappearance of Nancy Guthrie, which is so sad, Savannah Guthrie's mom. But it's almost like, I get home, it's the first thing my wife's asking me about. You walk down the street and you just run into someone. I hear two people talking about it. Where could she be? It's really gripped the nation, and it's, you know, in not in the best way. You know, it's just people, I think, have such an emotional attachment to Savannah, but also are able to identify with a family that's going through this and thinking about if it was their own mother and things like that. So, and also the mystery surrounding it. So that still is, I think, first and foremost, even though we're talking about negotiations with Iran and all these other things that are in the news today.
Yeah, it's so funny. I was talking to somebody, or I read it on in one of the publications, but it was that, why is this disappearance of an elderly person more important than anybody else? And my response was, it's not, but this is what makes it public interest. It's that it's a public figure's person. Anybody who disappears is a serious issue, but nobody wants to hear about it if it's somebody they don't know. I mean, this is the same thing, whether it's, you know, I remember the conversation of, you know, if a fireman died in 9/11 versus a fireman dies saving a cat falling in a tree, there's a different level of focus of the spotlight being on something. And when you have a celebrity and somebody who's not just a celebrity, but in your kitchen, in your living room, in your bedroom every morning with you for 3-4 hours, like Savannah Guthrie, you feel like you know the person.
You do. You know, that's a really good way of putting it. I agree with you 100%, because I think the media has a lot of things that we could apologize for that we don't do as well as we should. But I don't think this is necessarily one of them, that we have to say that, oh, we should be providing the same level of coverage to your point. Just as terrible a story that's happening to someone who's not as well known. I think there is something to that this, and especially with Savannah, she's not the only one, but, and I don't know her personally, but I know a number of people who do, and it's one of these people, and it's not true of everybody in our business, that you hear nothing but literally good things about. And I think that comes across on camera and on TV every morning, to your point. So people who watch her are even more attached than those who don't. But I'm even speaking to people who've, you know, don't watch the Today Show every morning, but just identify with the story. And because it's a public person going through it, I think that there's even more identification. But it's looking at this and being, oh my goodness, who would do this to an 84-year-old? Could it be someone she knew? Is it something random? Is it someone targeting her daughter who's well known? I mean, and all of these things are running through your mind kind of at the same time. And I think we're also sort of conditioned to see high profile cases in many situations resolved rather quickly, within a few days. And the longer this goes on, and what are we, day 6 now, I guess, or whatever it is, and you start to say, oh boy, will she ever be found? This is so sad. So I think that's the other thing, is like this, the mystery component to it, it's just confusing a lot of people, even like long-term experts, so to speak, in law enforcement and the like. A lot of them seem to be really, really confused by what's going on here.
Well, I mean, we're a society where true crime is the number one podcast, the number one documentary, the number one everything. And then when it hits, you know, I was watching, somebody introduced me to, a friend of mine introduced me to the Karen Reed story in Massachusetts. Yep. And I watched that, you know, it was like a Lifetime movie, which was cheesy. Then I listened to the podcast about it, and I'm like, oh my, if this is happening.
They had a Netflix thing about that too. I think it was Netflix. It was unbelievable. Same thing. And I'm not one of those people. We have a bunch, and one of the things about News Nation, we have a bunch of reporters, Brian Enten, Laura Engel, and others that have covered crime for years and years, and it's really, they really know how to do it well, so to speak. I know it's a tough subject, but that's never been my specialty. But at sometimes when you get in, like Karen Reed, you're right, that's a good example. There's something about that also that it confused people, but also there was some sort of a way you were able to identify with what was going on, even if you couldn't do it directly, but even more so in this story.
Yeah, well, I think my parents are 87 and 83, and you know, we joke around that it would be great for my dad to walk out the door. But at the when you have something serious that happens, you're like, wait a second, you don't want that to happen to your parents. That's terrible.
Yeah, and I think the problem, you know, and that's the thing with Savannah. I think everybody's thought about it. That's you know, in any kind of a public position, is like, you know, if someone's going to come, and I'm sure Savannah's gotten since she's in such a high profile position, many threats, unfortunately, over the years. You know, females in our business, I know I've had friends have gone through it, even deal with this more than males. Unfortunately, it's so, you know, stalkers and things like that. It's really kind of sick stuff that's been out there over the last, you know, 15, 20 years, especially with the internet and social media. So I'm sure she's dealt with some personal issues. The idea that your job, and again, we don't know this, but the idea that's running through your head that your job could put your family in some sort of danger, even though you know it's obviously not your quote unquote fault. I mean, has to be, I can't even imagine having to even consider that. So not like it's going to make it better if it's nothing to do with her, of course, but just all these things are kind of running through, I think, everybody's head. And then more than anything else is kind of just a feeling of empathy, I think, for her and for her family.
Well, I mean, people, it's like Gaper's Delay on the highway. People love to look at tragedy and then even though they complain about it, right?
Well, yeah.
Darn it. You know, I'm late to traffic, but I'm one of the ones with my neck crooked looking at the four car pile up. And it's the same thing. Like, we don't want that to happen, but we can't take our eyes off it. So what else do you have going on, Connell? That so Savannah Guthrie, the Olympics, obviously Washington, D.C.
Yeah, Super Bowl. The stock market, I think, has been an interesting story this week because AI has come in and really hit the market hard. But today it's bouncing back. Bitcoin, a lot of people who follow Bitcoin, was really getting hammered. Now it's bouncing back. So is the sell-off over? We'll see. But today's kind of an up day. So that's following that's kind of interesting. As I said, the talks on Iran between the U.S., the president's envoy, Steve Witkoff, and Jared Kushner. We'll see how that goes. And then this other thing the president posted on social media is a meme that depicts the former president, Barack Obama, and his wife, Michelle, as dancing monkeys, believe it or not.
I'm going to say it. It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. It's beyond,
and what I would say about it, I was saying this to someone earlier, is that in many cases, whatever President Trump posts on social media, I remember in his first term, I was doing radio in the morning and TV in the afternoon. So I'd wake up to do the radio newscast every morning, and the first thing you'd look at is, what did he tweet? What did he tweet? And I've honestly gotten away from that habit and not even paying attention to many of the things he puts out on social media. But this time it is different. How do we know? Well, one of the reasons is Senator Tim Scott, who's a big-time ally of the president, of course, a black Republican senator. He has posted as much, saying something to the effect of, man, I hope this is fake, which, by the way, it's not. And if it's not, the president should apologize and take it down. I haven't seen an apology yet. And honestly, the reaction from the White House has just not been good enough, basically saying that, you know, being very dismissive and saying we should talk about more important things. My reaction to that was, we will. We'll talk about all of it. But we will talk about this because he's the president of the United States. And if any one of us posted that on social media, we'd be fired immediately. So it's part of the conversation. It's not the only thing we're talking about.
You know, it reminds me of that quote. I guess I'm on a movie theme, but it from the American president, right? We need serious people to talk about serious things. And when somebody is tweeting, you know, racial things and cutting people's faces and putting them on monkeys and doing that, it's not only is it in bad taste, it lowers the conversation level about everything else, because you can't have a serious conversation with a child about something that's material. And when you see that, it's just, and I get it, policy over behavior. But you know what? And I ran a company for 25 years. Culture drives profits. Culture is hugely important. And when you bring that down, and I get the Tim Scott, and he's a black senator, and it's a black discriminatory post. We shouldn't need black people to tell people when there's racism, Jewish people to tell people when there's anti-Semitism. Some things we should look at and we should see with our own eyes. It's the smell test. And you know, I guess that would be smelling versus sight, so I apologize for the poor analogy. But the concept that we need that validation, we don't. We should have anybody of any race or ethnicity come out. Everybody should say, this is wrong.
I agree with you 100%. I think you'll see some of that throughout the day, and I don't think this idea of trying to dictate to us in the public or the media or anywhere else about what we should talk about is very helpful. To be honest, I think it's ludicrous. And this we talk about this off the air all the time when we're planning our show. We have time. We have 3 hours a day, 5 days a week to talk about all of it. So don't be telling us what's important. We'll talk about all those things that are important. Yeah, we'll talk about the talks in Iran, but this also deserves to be part of the conversation. Why? Because the president of the United States made it part of the conversation. It is, to use your term from earlier, you're right. It's disgusting.
Well, I appreciate we're going to have to leave it there, Connell. Thank you very much. Everybody tune in. After you're done listening to me, we end it too. Go over to News Nation and get a glimpse of what Connell's talking about. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Yep. Bye-bye.